There was music on the one station. Wizarding music was, in Tom's experience, terrible. Combining the flaws of tradition-bound unoriginality with amateurish incompetence. This hurdy-gurdy and recorder band was a particularly painful example of the genre. A hurdy-gurdy was incapable of even the simplest chord progressions, much less the harmonic sophistication of jazz. Oh, Merlin, there was a warbling singer, too. Harriet was lying on the floor with her paws over her ears. Her golden eyes looked pained.
"I'm sorry to provide such inadequate entertainment," said Tom over the howling chorus. "But I'm hoping they interrupt this to broadcast some news."
Harriet sighed.
"I am his fool, and truly his buffoon. Alas, the evening dies.
One of the musicians, to use the term loosely, started a Merlin solo.
"Should I turn the volume down?"
Tom asked. Harriet took her paws off her ears so she could stagger to her feet and nod emphatically.
"Say when."
He slowly turned the dial.
"All while the stormy wind doth wail and croon, my werewolf howls a tender loving tune. His growl as deep as a contrabassoon, far sweeter than prune."
By now, the howling chorus was barely audible. Harrier raised a front paw, so Tom stopped.
"Like this."
Nod. Tom suddenly felt his missing molars start to grow back. Soon his midsection shrank to its usual form, and he could put his shoes back on without discomfort. There were necessary arrangements to make.